it's another side that like wants to take more, it wants to go that one more round, because like going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean?
Good morning, good day, good evening, good afternoon to everyone who's watching or listening to us. Welcome to another episode of One More Round, the Rocky Series podcast. I am your host, Ryan, and with me today, of course, is Kyle and Katie. Katie, first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. Another sunny day in Denver.
Oh, great. It's sunny there. It's actually raining and mixed with snow today. It's a bad weather day today in Ottawa. Yeah. What about you, Kyle? What's the weather like?
It's unseasonably warm, I think. It is 7 Celsius, which is about 44 degrees Fahrenheit. So,
yeah. And that's unseasonably warm?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for this time of year. I'm quite a bit farther north than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so March is weird here. Like, yeah. March can be anything. It could be, like, really cold or it could be quite warm. Yeah, 7 Celsius for us this time of year is pretty warm.
All right. Well, welcome to Weather Talk with Ryan, Kyle, Katie. I'm glad everyone's doing well. I'm excited to get into this. We have no emails, which is good in that we can cover more film today, but bad that we don't have anything to talk about from our listeners. So shame on all of our listeners for not sending us any emails. We do appreciate the YouTube comments. We did receive some YouTube comments, so and I always respond to them, but I do it there. I don't read them out on the podcast episode. If you want us to talk about something about the show, send us an email. If I forgot your email, send me an email saying, Ryan, you forgot my email, and I'll read it on the next episode. But, of course, we've got Rocky trivia. Rocky 4 questions. True or false, Drago wore the same robe for the fight against Rocky that he did with Apollo?
Oh, good wow. That's question. Great. I know the answer to this, but...
I hate it because I actually don't know the answer. I am going to guess. I'm going to visualize, you know, him walking in, you know, you hear that music by Vince DiCola, you know, as he struts into the ring. Is he wearing the same robe that he wore against the exhibition fight? That's a great question. It's a great question because
it is good.
I don't know. I'm going to be guessing. It's 50-50. I hate these true or false questions.
In my mind, I'm 60-40. In my thing. So I picked one. There's still quite a bit of uncertainty.
I can very vividly picture the one in Russia.
Okay. Well, you guys, have you locked in your answers?
Yes.
I'm just going to say this now that we've all locked in our answers. I feel like there was a red robe and there was a yellow robe. I feel like there's two colors. Okay.
That's how I feel too.
I have it true. I know it's red in the Russian fight and it's not a robe. It's a super sweet. It shows off his shape.
Shoulders and his V-shaped body.
Yeah, it's not like
body.
A robe. Yeah, but I can't.
Yeah, usually, like, if you masturbate to something, you remember it easier.
Question number two. Name 4 of the American cities that were named in the song Living in America.
Oh, easy. Did you say 5?
4.
4?
Oh, 4, okay. I'm singing it in my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, how many, Ryan?
Just 4. Just name 4.
Oh, okay. I put 5. Could you do that? Could you put...
Well, no, but if you get one wrong...
Let's just do name 4 and the 4 have to be correct, but there's more than 4.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you some that are not in there. Sheboygan, Wisconsin is not in there.
Correct.
Pensacola, Florida is not in there.
Yeah, Seattle wasn't mentioned.
Correct.
Anchorage, Alaska was not mentioned.
Stop.
Portland, Maine was not mentioned.
I'm going to bomb this one.
Great Falls, Montana was not mentioned.
Okay. Stop it. Okay, next. What is Drago's wife's name?
Oh!
Now, we definitely know the first name.
Said name. He didn't say her full name. Yeah. I think that's a hard enough trivia question. Like, we totally know
I already forget her middle name. I already forget it.
Yeah. I
don't think middle name's required. Like,
it just says wife's name. I don't even think Rocco.
Like, I don't know your guys' middle names, so.
Good point.
No, but it was mentioned in our last episode. We brought it up. It was said in the broadcast. Boy, this is tough. Rocco, what's going on here, man? True or false, Drago did not throw a punch at Creed in the first round. And last question, how much money is Rocky making for the fight against Drago? Okay. Whew.
I'm still annoyed. I remember even as a kid being like, what? That's insane.
So Christmas too.
Yeah.
That's like, what I was told. I just do what they tell me to do.
I don't think I got the cities.
Oh, okay. Ryan.
I don't know why. I have
just
a hard...
think of well-known American cities. Pretty good option that it's in it.
I've got three for sure.
Did you write down four?
I wrote down four.
Okay.
It's going to be out of one. I know. It's only out of one. So anyways, I'm mad at myself how poorly I'm doing at this trivia. Okay. All right. So, well, that's it. Anything to cover? I'm trying to think here. Do we have any news? Any? Oh, have you finished Family Stallone yet, Katie?
Short answer is no.
Okay.
I have not. So...
Okay. Okay,
I still fine. Am only at like three episodes.
Oh man, I binged that in a few days. Anyways,
I know.
It's good. It's good. If you're listening to this episode of Rocky, I also do a Ramble podcast. So you can Google It's a Long Road, the Ramble Series podcast. Give that a listen because Dom and I, we share our coverage regarding Frank Stallone and his time. If you're curious about our comments regarding Frank Stallone, check out that podcast. Okay. Speaking of which, there will be a bonus episode being released on both networks and the Ramble feed regarding our coverage of the Frank Stallone podcast guest that he did on the Rob Fletcher show. It's comedy gold, in my opinion. I think we nailed Frank's coverage on that podcast. Well, basically, we're burying any chance that we have of getting Frank on our podcast. Okay, here we go. Rocky IV, the original cut. I do have two scenes from the director's cut because they fall into this scene. There's a lot going on here that Sly changed. So I'm going to do my best to navigate where these scenes kind of come in and where they would have fit. And I want Kyle to see them as well. And anyone who's watching or listening to the show can see them as well. I also want to say again, if you want to have the ultimate cut that integrates both the original and the director's cut together, send me an email or message, and I'll give you that shareable link. Lots of people have already asked for it, and I've been happy to give it out.
Dad, when can I learn to fight?
I can't hear you. What?
I want to learn to fight.
Yo, could you turn your robot down?
Is he got two Lambos in the driveway? Is that two Lamborghinis? I don't know my cars very well.
The red one behind Junior there?
I think that is a Lamborghini, is it not? And what's he... polishing up there.
The black one is a Lamborghini.
I think the other one in front's a Lamborghini.
It might be. Adrian's car is not, though.
You know, it's not enough to have one Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You really need the two Lambos. I'm really bothered by his license plate.
Southpaw? You don't like that?
No, it's Southpaw.
It's because there's not enough characters.
Yes, I understand that. But if you're going to do that, I go STH. Paw?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and spell the whole thing out and miss a letter. You got to.
Totally agree. You can go less letters, so you could definitely just done STH space PAW would have been better.
You guys, maybe somebody else had that one already in Philly.
Oh, very true. Clubber.
Yeah. He lives in Chicago.
Well, he could have moved.
Yeah.
Speaking of license plates, I have a quick aside story. I was at the liquor store a few months ago, and I saw this license plate, and it was a vanity plate, and it looked like it was in Russian, because Russian has a lot of the same letters we have. I wonder if this means anything. So I took a picture of it, and I sent it to my friend who speaks Russian, and he's like, oh, yeah. And he says, it means not sober.
Just driving around.
Yeah, it was parked outside the liquor store, too. It was perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man. I wonder if it was the guy who owns the liquor store.
No.
Oh, maybe.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It's all like Indian guys who own this liquor store. So.
That could have been Paulie's license plate had he been born in Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim does concur that there are two Lamborghinis in the driveway. Thank you, Tim. And I agree with Tim also that this scene that we're watching right now with the robot in the driveway, the kid and daddy talking, it's a fun, cute scene, and it's too bad it was taken out because the robot's here. That's the problem. This scene was taken out because it had the robot, so Sly had no choice. He made the decision, any scene with this robot shall be destroyed. So his whole interaction with this kid, gone, because there's a robot here.
Do you guys want to guess what my favorite part of the scene is? The outfit is spectacular.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that, but let's hear a little bit more of the dialogue here between father and son, and we'll have you talk about the outfit. So, yeah, so son, Rocky Jr., is standing on the robot. He's cleaning the robot as Rocky is cleaning his car. That's kind of the father-son body moment. The robot, Seiko, is did you notice he's holding a pop can for the kid, and he's got a puncher's glove in the right hand. Did you catch that?
Never caught that before. Yeah, same.
So he's punching and drinking with Rocky Jr. Okay.
You see, I fight so you don't have to fight, because I want you to use your head for something instead of a punching bag like I do.
Your head doesn't look like a punching bag.
No. That's nice. Thanks a lot.
It looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, wise guy, huh?
So this son reminds me of my my 9-year-old Grayson. He's a little shite too to me. He does the same kind of stuff. He always like, "Daddy, you smell like farts." He always does stuff like that. He rags on me all day, which I love. I love that he's got that. Yeah. He's got that wit about him where he'll crack jokes at me. He's quite clever, and I've always said when your kids are like that, embrace it. Let them be comedians about it. Let them form their humor.
I like Rocky's Italian colors on his shirt. I never picked up on that for some reason before.
Oh my God, I want it. Again, it's Adidas. His shoe, like the whole outfit from head to toe is amazing, and it's all Adidas. This is prime Sly. He looks the most handsome. Rocky, in my opinion, is the most handsome in four.
Agreed. I think his son's the most handsome four.
Why do you have this box of beer and condoms here?
So, Tim, this is what Tim had to say to you, Katie. Katie's too busy looking at Sly in a sweatsuit to notice the boxing glove on the robot. Well, that's fair.
Very true, Tim. That's probably why I never noticed it. I'm not looking at the robot. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Balboa, Mr. Creed's on the phone.
Yeah, right there.
Now, I do love how the help or the maid or the servant, whatever they are in the house. What I love about that scene, I know this is overanalyzing, I get it, but she calls him Mr. Balboa because she's staff, which is cool. But what I like is it's very casual too, and she's wearing headphones, which indicates that she can do her chores in the house and be casual about it. Gets to listen to her beats, listens to music while she cleans. I couldn't imagine Rocky just saying, "Take those headphones out while you're in our house. I want you to have full attention." It's just the idea that she's casually listening to music, cleaning the house, making supper or whatever. And I also want to say the help that's in the house, we also saw in part three. That's who was watching the kid when they went to Russia. I know everyone says that they left the kid alone with the robot. I know that's the joke. The reality is they had lots of help there. They had live-in staff, essentially.
They certainly have a nanny.
I know. That's right.
To your point, Ryan, she doesn't say, "Excuse me, sir," or even just, "Excuse me, Mr. Yep. Bubba." She just very breezy, like, "Hey, yo, you got a phone call.
No, and I like that. You just sense that working for the Balboas is probably an awesome gig, which is sad that they all got laid off in part five.
How would she hear the phone call if she had her head?
Oh, you can hear the phone ringing. Those are those old school ear. I know, but those are those old school earmuff things back in the 80s. So now what I love, again, this over-sentient robot. So this robot is able to hear the conversations that all these humans are having around it. Sorry, sentient wasn't the right word. What was it? Awareness, hyper-awareness. Within its programming, it can say, "Hey, no, no, you can take the phone call here. They have cellular coverage inside the robot." But that's amazing. This robot's able to tell, "Hey, Rocky, before you go running to the house, stop. Don't go any extra further. You can take it right here." Amazing technology.
But it does have a phone in it. The actual robot, not made for the movie, does have a phone in it.
Yeah, there is a phone. Well, we're about to see it. It's not a cordless, mind you, but it's a phone on the robot.
Mr. Creed's on the phone.
Right there.
You could get it right here.
Hope's not another rematch.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay, hello? Yeah, Paul. Hey, turn that down. Yeah, Paul, how you doing? Yeah? You coming out? That's great. What am I doing? I'm just getting dizzy.
All right, so there you go. Spinning with the robot. It's clever. It's fun. It's cute. But that whole scene, again, is not in Sly's cut. Sly saw that in 2022 when did the director's cut and goes, "Nope. I'm giving that up. I'm sorry, kid. You got to go." Because the robot's there. Now we're cutting to Drago's training team with a news conference here. And there is a little bit difference here between this cut and the director's.
I like the attention to detail in this thing.
Please, yeah.
Like they even use like Russian writing and stuff on there, like you see below Drago.
Oh, yeah.
They have to probably just take some electronics and make it look like it's this equipment. But like someone would have had to make that because it's not like they're getting something from Russia, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in 1985. But that there just says one sector, whatever that means, like sector one.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kyle. There was a lot of attention paid to certain aspects and none paid to,
need to others. Yeah.
That's a great point that you brought up, Kyle. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Yeah, it is actually really cool detail that we probably wouldn't have known. I don't know if I would have noticed had we not paused it the same way Katie didn't notice the boxing glove and the robot. Things just kind of fly by. Mm-hmm. Now, this sequence is a little bit different in the director's cut. I promised I wasn't going to do this for every single beat between the two cuts. There are a lot of micro changes. But one of the biggest changes was, remember in this scene when the reporter goes, well, what does that mean? And then Michael says, whatever he hits, he destroys. Well, in the director's cut, the reporter's question isn't inserted there. He just goes right into it. Whatever he hits, he destroys. I guess Sly thought it was too comedic or too cheesy to have the trainer react to the reporter's question that way. But he took out the reporter's question. Again, here's the original cut. This is the original cut playing through here. That's what we're watching right now still.
My husband and I thank you for coming to our training quarter today. As you can see, it is highly advanced. And we wish to show the American press a small portion of the advances our country's made in the technology of human performance.
Coach Prince, what is all this?
I can't believe the staff they brought to America and all this equipment.
Yeah, there's like six doctors in lab coats with multiple monitors, and it's so high tech.
This is like typical Soviet bravado. Image is very important to them. That's one of the reasons I think they're here in the first place, is they want to show up the Americans. They want to bring their boxer and to beat up all the American pros, show them that they're more advanced. You had the space race in the 50s and 60s. Now you have competition in sports. It's a big superpower government. It's not going to pinch pennies. They're going to send all the equipment, all the people. Like, they're going to go all out. And you can hear him, like, just, he's like, let us educate your country.
True.
Now, one of the reporters asked, Coach Rimsky, what does all this do to enhance performance? Now, Coach Rimsky, as we know, he was the one that was brought in to inject Drago with the drugs, but not to speak on behalf of the team, because that's where what the handler, what's that guy's name? I know his name is Michael. The actor's name is
Michael Pataki.
I forget his name in the movie.
What's his name? Yeah, they'll say it, I think.
A better podcast would have this information. We don't have
this kind of information. What is his name?
So I love how Coach Rimsky's about to talk and he gets cut off for it. It always kills me. He's about to say, he goes, eh! He's about to talk.
He's like, well,
yeah, that's right.
Let me interject my spin on what
yes,
we're talking.
I love it. I wonder what Coach Rimsky would have said, but here we go.
He's like, actually, this is a waste of time. We should be in gym right now.
That's right.
To enhance performance.
Well, if I may answer, it makes a man a better man, a great athlete, a super athlete by harnessing all his strength. Though most of the world is ignorant in body chemistry, we wish to educate your country.
The way he delivers the lines is fantastic, and I love the lines that Sly wrote here. Again, Sly is the author of these lines. You know, it makes a great athlete a super athlete. I just love the way that's played on, the way it's built. You know, you take something that's already pretty good and it makes them super. I love that because obviously you just gave me this stuff. I'm not going to be that much better. You take a great person, you make them super. And thank you, Michael, in our chat, who says, yes, his name is Nikolai Koloff.
Ooh, yeah, now right. Isn't that a Russian name?
I want to say his line every time, like, Ryan or Katie get, like, a new piece of podcasting equipment. If you get a new mic or something, it's like, it makes a podcaster a better podcaster.
I need all the help I can get to be a better podcaster. Thank you.
I quite enjoy his extreme polite jab.
Yes. Like,
he knows how to talk shit without being overly aggressive. I want to point out quick, too, a lot of the coach and the people here are also in Adidas.
Yes.
It works out nicely with Adidas being a sponsor because the Soviet Union had a relationship with Adidas.
Oh,
really?
And so, yeah. So if you go back and look at old sports footage, you will see a lot of Soviet teams be wearing Adidas. So them wearing Adidas here is like on point. Like, that's accurate. Hmm. Adidas became very popular in the Soviet Union and later Russia, but now Adidas in Russia is associated with the criminal underworld. Tough guys. They call them Gopnik. Right. So all these Gopniks are like, you know, these guys are swatting on the ground. They're wearing like Adidas. Yeah, you don't want to run into those guys. Mm-hmm.
I can picture exactly who you're describing.
There have been rumors of blood doping and widespread distribution of anabolic steroids in the Soviet Union. Has Drago partaken in any such experiments?
I love that moment. We talked before that, yes, Dolph Lundgren does have a lot of speaking parts. I liken his acting in this film to actually Sly's acting in First Blood, where there's not a lot of dialogue, but there's a lot of physical acting. And it's harder than you think to physical act. Just him standing the way he's standing, the way he's presenting his body. He actually emotes quite a bit. And I love the eyes. Did you catch the eyes? It's subtle, but it's there. Why did Sly film that? Why did Sly put his focus on Drago's eyes?
It shows Drago could actually kind of understand English better than he could speak it.
Oh, he understands exactly what they're talking about.
Yep.
He's a trained military professional athlete.
And the eyes with Brigitte, Ludmilla, and Nikolai, their glances like, oh, how are we?
Well, he nods real subtly. He's like, which is odd because it's in question whether you should admit that or not, right? Like, everyone should already know that, no, we're not going to admit the steroid use.
Has Drago partaken in any such experiments?
No. Ivan is naturally trained.
Then how do you explain his freakish strength?
Like your papa. He ate his spinach every day.
I have a theory here. This is clue number one that Drago's a toy, that he is being used, and he hates it. I don't think he likes his position right now. I think he wishes he was naturally trained. I think he is a great athlete. I don't think he enjoys being injected, hooked up to machines. I think he would rather be trained like Mickey trained Rocky back in the old day. He would be an incredible boxer without the drugs. He's just a super freak now. He's too powerful. I think naturally he would have been an incredible boxer had he been trained properly without drugs.
I feel, especially rewatching it as an adult, a lot of empathy for him.
Yes.
Like, I feel for Ivan Drago in this movie. He's not actually the big bad guy.
He's a tool.
Yeah.
He's a tool for the country, for their propaganda, which is true. It was propaganda.
He's a tool in that basically his success is for the Soviet Union. He's supposed to be doing what he's doing to glorify his country. And you see him when he freaks out in the second fight. He's like, I'm doing this for me. So it's kind of like the collectivist versus the individualist the mindset. Yeah, he probably does feel like uncomfortable, like he's being used. And that he wants to be a boxing champion for himself. I think it means something to him. And he's uncomfortable that it's like, oh, I'm just this puppet of the Soviet Union.
Agreed.
Shall we have a demonstration?
Please do.
Thank you. A normal heavyweight averages 700 pounds of pressure per square inch.
Per square inch means and all that stuff. I don't know what that number would be today because boxers have gotten bigger and stronger, but I love how it's 700 in this film, and the amount that Drago does is insane compared
to
the
average. Three times that, which, I mean, it's fun. I like this. Yes. It's fun. And what is that? Whatever he hits, he destroys. But quite literally.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to hit you, he would actually kill you. So it's,
yes,
yeah,
that's what I mean. It's actually lethal. It shouldn't be legal. It's like, right. Okay, so if you're getting hit by the average boxer, it knocks people, like the average boxer is knocking people out already with 700 pounds per square inch behind their punch. Let's put the power of three men behind that punch. That's ridiculous disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. It's like the difference between men and women fighting.
That's...
like men have about three times more punching power than women would have, or maybe more.
Like me boxing one of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You would have a weaker punch. Now, you might be able to, I don't know, you'd still hurt me. But the point is, yes, genetically speaking, it's ridiculous to say that men and women aren't built differently. I hate it when people say otherwise. Mm-hmm. This is the reality. The most men over most women.
The average man, the average woman.
Yes, of course. There's some women that could kick my butt very easily, very quickly, of course. But Drago with other heavyweights, it's ridiculous the amount of damage he does with a punch. And nobody says that. Like, wait a minute. But, well, actually, the trainer does.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Yeah, I love it. It's like one of the most famous lines.
As you can see, Drago averages 1,850 pounds. So the result's quite obvious.
Okay, so the results are quite obvious. Now, this question from the reporter, cut out by Sly, it just goes right into his answer.
And what results are those?
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
I do love how Drago does another punch just for the hell of it, which is probably, he looks like he's putting more into that punch than the other punch. This one's probably like 2,100 pounds per square inch.
Well, they show it later that it's like 2,200 or something. And I love Ludmilla when they show her. She's so amped and excited to see it. Did you see her face?
Yeah, she needs a mop bucket behind her too. Mm-hmm.
Michael beat me to the punch. So Michael in the chat points out that it's interesting that they're using these measurements, not the metric system. You technically wouldn't use kilograms in metric. You'd use newtons,
would be the
proper measurement. Because pounds and newtons are the equivalent, not pounds and kilos in physics. My take on that is they did that specifically because they were presenting to Americans. So it's like, they punch with 2,000 newtons or whatever it is.
100%. Us dummies.
They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Like, we don't use the proper metric or the proper system for measurement. So dumb it down for us, please.
Michael, I think Michael's new in our chat, by the way. Michael, is this a new name in our chat? I think it is.
Yeah, so
Michael,
welcome to the live chat. Before, so welcome.
He's agreeing with you, Kyle. He must be a nerd like you. Yeah, he must be.
On the Newtons?
Yeah. Tim is more my brain capacity. I think Tim and I are both dumb Canadians. But Michael comes in here and... See, Kyle's a smart guy on the show, and I'm the Gabby one. I say too much and bring up weird theories, and Katie is the most mature, emotionally intelligent person on the... it's Michael from the Screeners podcast. Didn't want to say. Okay, that's who it is. It's Michael from the Screeners podcast. Thank you, Michael. Awesome. Appreciate you.
Have we spoken to him on the show?
Well, you read his emails all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As Michael's a pretty generic name, so it's like you can't really assume unless you know the last name.
Well, I didn't want to say his name out loud. His last name, I should say. I didn't want to dox him online, per se.
You'd be getting hate mail from Kunda. I'd be like, what the fuck are you?
Kunda. Yeah, what a guy. Okay, so now this next scene I'm going to show you is... Oh, this is a cutout scene. Okay, so this is kind of tricky. The scene I'm going to show you in the director's cut was actually shown after Apollo was in the pool. That news conference. It went to this scene. Then it went to the director's cut, went to this scene with the Russian trainers, and then it went back to the house scene with Rocky and Apollo at the table. Isn't that weird? So they showed this outdoor scene that we're about to watch, deleted scene, after the pool scene. So they cut out the robot scene. They just showed Apollo at the house, period. Paul's in the pool, director's cut. Paul's out the house, director's cut, but in the backyard. Then it cuts to them
at the table
with the Russians, the Russians and the scientists. Then it cuts back to the dining room table minus of the robot. And I'm going to show you all that stuff, but I'm just showing this now, even though in the director's cut, it doesn't really matter. But here is the...
Discussion in the backyard is before they sit down at the table.
It is. Discussion backyard, Russian scene, then at the table.
Well, showing us that it's like happening at the same time.
Pretty much. That this consecutive, because they actually say, let's go in the house and have some supper. Mm-hmm. So while they walk into the house to have some supper, we don't see them do that walking to the house, sit at the dining room table. We now cut to this portion. So you could argue that during this time, they're getting set up at the dining room table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here we go. But here's the backyard scene. Kyle, you're seeing this for the first time. There's actually a lot of nuggets from this conversation here.
You know, those Russians are real serious about the giant taking your title. You know that?
I've heard some talk.
It's a lot more than talk, Stan. A lot more than talk. They get to you?
Well, they were talking to the boxing commission about me and this guy putting on this exhibition, you know.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I don't know.
Say, what'd you say?
Say?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Said, I don't know.
Okay, so what do you think of that part? That's a very odd... It's oddly acted, too. Maybe that's why it was cut.
Yeah, I can see why this scene didn't make it.
They just repeated the same thing a couple of times.
It's almost like they're ad-libbing to a degree, but what's key here for the lore, for the storyline, is that the boxing commission had already approached Rocky. It had been discussed. The Russian people had indeed talked to Rocky's people saying, do you want to fight Drago? We've come to the country. We don't care about Apollo. Apollo was never brought up. We want to fight your current champion, which is Rocky Balboa. He is the champion of the world. We want our amateur to fight the world champ. Put it on a show. It's exhibition. Nobody wins or loses his belt. So even if Rocky loses, he retains the title. Exhibition fight, but we want to show the power of our amateur champion in Russia. Cool. But Rocky actually said, I don't know. I can see it. I gotta think about it. I gotta talk to my wife. But he seems oddly defensive. And I don't know if I'm looking too much into it, but I wonder if Rocky himself was like, I don't think I need this. Like, yeah. I think he's saying, this guy's pretty big. I don't know, like he says later, I don't know anything about this guy. I have to look into this. I don't know, because I'm not going to say yes to something I have no idea what I'm getting into. So to Rocky's credit, he's a much wiser fighter by now. He's not just saying, you know, like when he fought
anybody
Clubber,
anytime.
I want to fight him. But come on, Mick, I want to fight this guy.
Yeah.
Like now he's a little bit more like, okay, he's kind of handpicking his own fights now.
Ooh, yeah. Good. Well, insight.
I'm wondering why he didn't retire. Because that was the plan in Rocky III, was he was going to retire, but then he gets knocked out by Clubber and he doesn't want to live with that hurt. So he goes and beats Clubber. Why not retire right after that? And I think he's conflicted. I think he is a bit checked out. I don't think he's hungry.
He's not, definitely not hungry. Look at the size of this mansion here.
Well, yeah, I was going to...
Like perfectly manicured lawn. I don't think he's really has like what the fire in his belly to go fight Drago. Even a lot of the great champions, they took easier fights near the end of their career. There were not all of their fights were meant to be really tough.
Are they both in L.A. right now? Does Rocky live in L.A. or is this
no,
Philly?
Rocky, no, it's Philly. Still it's Philly. Philly.
Yeah, it's Philly.
This probably is shot in L.A., I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, because he says, oh, you're coming out. Apollo flew there. And I also, with this scene, in addition to showing the manicured state of the house, he's a super rich guy. And they do super rich guy things, both of them. They're getting together as two friends for dinner. And Apollo has a suit on. And Rocky has this like Hamptons-esque nice sweater and slacks. They're not just bumming around in jeans. Rich people don't do that, apparently, you know?
Yeah, well, you never really see Apollo not in a suit, I don't think. Mm-hmm. He's always well-dressed, unless he's doing something relating to boxing.
Yeah.
In casual settings, he's always dressed in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
The older generations, like older than Apollo, are like that. Like when I lived in England, like I come across old guys on like a Tuesday morning and they're alone in the house and they're in a jacket and tie.
What's going on?
When I used to go to church and stuff, I had to wear a shirt and tie every Sunday. The moment I walked into my car to drive home, tie came off, jacket came off. I couldn't stand wearing that anymore. And now I wear a uniform to work every day. So,
what you're saying is you really don't want to fight this Russian. That's what you're saying, right?
No. What I'm saying is, why do it, you know, until I have to?
See, that's what I mean. I should have waited. Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess I knew more than I let on.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying the same thing too. Like, I don't have to fight this. Why get those punches from this young kid? I don't have to do this. I'm the champion. I won't gain or lose my championship if I'm fighting them. I have nothing to prove. I'm already the world champion. I don't need this irritation. I don't need this spectacle. Rocky doesn't need the spectacle. So he's like, he can't be bothered. And I don't blame him.
The aggravation from a phone line.
So
yeah, he doesn't have the ego Apollo has too.
No.
Right?
So for him, it's irritating. I think it's just a little bit like, ugh, I'm already the world champ. I've already fought the Clubbers. I've had my trade match with Thunderlips. I don't need any more spectacle at this point in my life or career.
Well, you don't mind me beating up on him a little bit now, do you?
Yo, what?
Yo, what? You think I don't have any more?
You got nothing more to prove, do you?
Look, man, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. This isn't just another boxer climbing through the ropes. This is a Russian propaganda machine starting up. And they didn't miss a thing. I mean, look, they're out there trying to win the women over by having this Russian's wife run around telling everybody what a great guy this Drago is.
Interesting.
Win the women over.
That's
what does
kind
that
of
mean?
A strange,
What is Apollo saying? But I'm actually confused what he's saying there.
I think that he's worried that Drago will become a sex symbol to American women.
It worked on Katie. Yeah,
it did.
He has it all right in the looks department. But then also apparently his wife is going around saying how awesome of a guy he is, which we don't really see. But I guess that it has happened. And I'm sure Apollo was considered or maybe is still considered a sex symbol too. Apollo's obviously very threatened by him.
I did have a question, actually. It totally worked on me. So it's Captain Ivan Drago, and he's like in his 20s. How likely is that? Isn't Captain kind of high up in ranking?
They just give him that, right? Like, he's not really in the military. Like, he probably
mentioning.
He doesn't actually have a military
job. We talked about it last episode where it's more of a just an appointment. It's a cover.
But why a captain?
In the U.S. military,
it's not that high.
I'm not talking about the Navy. It's like second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain.
Yeah.
It just seems odd because he's literally 27 or something.
He's 27, I think.
Well, it's not like he earned that promotion for being like good at his military job, right? They don't want to be like Junior Officer Drago here. Like, they want to make him sound important, like Captain Drago.
Mrs. Peterson also wants a piece of him, it looks like.
Yeah, your mom's hot for Drago there. I don't know how you feel about that, but...
I'm okay with it.
It's funny. You know, it's funny. My mom, Katie, I should say, is my mom listens. I believe she still listens to this podcast. My mom always thought Sly was a very handsome man. So when I was a kid, so she was younger than you are now. When I was a kid, she took me to the Rocky films and to the Rambo films when she was a mother with sons. She had no problem watching.
I see why she was like, yeah, this
yeah, is sure, well I'll take the kids. Yeah, sure, I'll take the kids. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to age her, but I will just say that this came out, you know, 30 odd years ago. Yeah, she was in her late 30s, early 40s. Yeah, 30s for sure. Yeah. I wanted to say also that Paul's holding a football, a little bit of a nod here to his early football career, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that was done on purpose, obviously.
Look, this is politics all the way, Stallion. Politics. This is a chance to stand face to face with the best. I mean, be more important to the people than ever. In the history books.
See, we're led to believe he just went in because the warrior may as well be dead, or they stopped chanting your name, they stopped asking for autographs. I'm sure there's a part of that for Paul. He's always been that way. He loves the show. He's one of those athletes, he's a Tom Brady. You know, he loves the show, he never wants to retire. But he's also really honing in on this scene behind the politics of it. And this was a very big thing in the 80s, the Cold War. What do you think? Is he trying to sell us to Rocky, or is he truly believing that this is something that he needs to do for America? He's being very patriotic.
I don't agree with that. It's really politics.
No, but he believes it. This is what he believes.
I don't think he believes that.
Okay.
I think he's saying that, and I'm sure he believes it to a degree, but I don't think it's the main thing. And the line that gives it away is, it'd be in the history books. Ergo, he would be in the history books.
Yeah,
Apollo Creed
Not
only becomes the world champion, but also defeats the best of the Soviet Union representing his country. So there is that patriotic element to it. I think Apollo is Apollo first.
He's got both the, I was once a world time champion and I beat the Russian best. So he's got both in his pocket now. Okay. It's like a Paul Newman, great actor, wins an Academy Award, but he also wins racing after he kind of retires from acting. So he's got both now. He can be
and he has salad dressing.
And he has salad dressing. Yes, that's true about the salad dressing, which is I've actually had. It's just fine. It's just fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Right. You know, listen, Adrian just cooked some dinner. You know, why don't we go up and we'll eat? We'll talk about it. She'd love to see you, Paul. Really.
All right. Yeah. You know, never turned down a great Italian meal, right?
All right.
At one. At two.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Very naturally.
It's so cute. Apollo didn't greet Adrian when he first arrived.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, Rocky could have very, very easily been already in the driveway still with his kid. He might have been taking cab over or what. Who knows? But you're right. Or Adrian was indisposed. Or it's a big house, too. He could easily walk through the foyer down.
You could just assume Adrian was taking a shit when Apollo came over.
Or it was a chance for Adrian and for Apollo and Rocky to talk privately before Adrian. That's all. It was just we'll go back to the original cut. We're gonna watch the original scene between this one's actually very important to kind of go back and forth. We're now gonna watch the original scene between Apollo, Polly, Rocky, and Adrian and the kid and the robot. And then I'm gonna show you what the scene was like without the robot. And there's extra dialogue with Adrian, and the deleted scene with Adrian is really a great scene. Again, it should not have been cut out because it gives Adrian more talking in this film. Her wisdom is used in the scene as well. We'll get to that. But anyways, here's the back to the original.
Right when he was an amateur, he's big and he's strong, but he's clumsy. I know I can beat him.
Why do you want to fight again?
So just think, that deleted scene just happens and we're here now. So it's just kind of interesting to watch that conversation that Paul had with Rocky, and now they're kind of in the midst of the discussion, but Adrian is now part of the discussion with Apollo, so she's part of the... Apollo is now trying to sell us to Adrian as well as Rocky at this time, not just Rocky.
I like that they're having champagne.
Probably 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
How does Apollo know that he's clumsy? Maybe Apollo's seen something we haven't.
But he did just say he's seen them fight. He said he saw him fight. I don't know how or when or what tapes he watched, but he at the very beginning of that dialogue, you actually hear him say, I saw him fight.
Okay, cool. I'm guessing that someone like Apollo could get a hold of tapes.
Tony gave him some tapes. Tony has connections. Rocky hasn't seen any because he doesn't look because he doesn't care. But Apollo has. So Apollo, to his credit, has done some research. According to his research, he's clumsy and he's big. Okay.
Let's just say it's something I believe in.
You can do your homework.
Okay. Later, Dad. Later, Apollo.
This discussion's about to get heated. Go away, kid.
Oh, man, I love how this kid's like, I'd love to do my homework.
Yeah. He's a nerd. He's a nerd. This is a reason why. This is why the kid gets beat up in Rocky V. He's a nerd. Thank you.
Later, big man.
See you later, kiddo. Yo, don't you think people are expecting to see Rocky whack this bum out first?
Yeah, and he will when it's for real.
He beats Drago. Yay, the exhibition fight's over. Now Rocky gets to beat Drago later, too? Is that what Apollo's referring to for the title? It'd be for the title.
I imagine it would go something like this. They were talking already about Ivan Drago fighting pros and going pro in America. This is probably more than an exhibition match. But we'll say that he is defeated by Apollo. He probably wouldn't be able to fight Rocky immediately. He would probably
He'd
have to fight other contenders if he wants to fight Rocky, unless Rocky, for some reason, allowed him. Rocky seems to be his own manager at this point. Like Mickey was never replaced by anyone. Let's just say Drago beat Apollo, but in a more exhibition type of way, where Apollo just got smacked around a bit and he got embarrassed. I don't think Rocky would have been keen to avenge Apollo.
Let's just pretend Apollo somehow beats Drago. Let's just pretend alternate universe Apollo is given the strength of 5 boxers, and unbeknownst to him, he actually ends up beating Drago. Drago's like, what the hell? An older team is what the hell? How did this guy do it? But he does it. I think Apollo would have been excited. History books would have been written, and Rocky would have retired, and life goes on. This is funny how... Yeah, anyways, it's he didn't win.
This is just an exhibition bout. It's kid stuff.
What's the purpose? I mean, what at this point in your life is worth getting hurt for?
Yeah.
Great question by Adrian. Michael brought up a good point here. He goes, something I just noticed until this past week. Notice how the robot sounds male or correct or like 2 hours previous. And then later at the dinner table, it's now a female voice. So does Paulie have a switch that he can just switch? Because it was a male talking voice with the kid and Rocky in the driveway when they're doing the cars. But now upstairs, just a few hours later, it's got the female voice. Or did Apollo in that 3-hour window?
A couple hours away. Well, I assumed Apollo called from L.A.
It's a few days later, at least. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see if the kid was wearing the same clothes, to be honest with you. Maybe
it's a few. I mean, unless he flew there the same day, because it doesn't.
You're right, in the Rocky timeline, there's nothing I can argue against that. Sorry, Michael, I kind of side with my co-host to a degree in that. Yeah, Rocky timeline, a year could have passed between that phone call.
And it is such a good robot that it understands its audience. He's not going to sound sexy with the kid.
That's right.
It knows who he's speaking to.
Here you go, Robert. I have your toy for you.
It only talks hot for Polly.
So Robert Dornick, the creator of the robot, no longer has any voice. Now a different female, obviously, speaking for the robot. So here comes the robot. Bringing a beer for Polly.
How is that? That's my girl.
We just see how gross Polly is. He's wearing a wife beater stained shirt at the dining room table, showing off his back hair, and it's like, put on a t-shirt, man, like something. His oily body's all over the dining room chairs.
Baskin Robbins. He's eating a thing of Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins and beer. I don't know how that tastes together. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I never thought of that, but you're right. Like, having anything sweet while you're drinking beer is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for Polly, it's like challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
It's a nice song.
It's my favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you.
Polly, who taught her to talk like that?
She loves me.
So cute. I like it.
This is another thing I have a beef with this scene. Sorry. I hate how Polly doesn't answer the question. I don't know why it bothers me. It's a legit question that Rocky's asking. Who or how did this voicing change? I'm kind of curious. Like, Polly, you're not the smartest guy in the world, maybe? How did this happen? Did you get Robert's help to change the wires on this guy? How'd you get this changed?
I think what Polly's saying is she spontaneously started treating him that way because she loves him.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Also, I think that he was not drinking beer before. He was drinking the champagne with everyone else with his ice cream, which would be fine. Because the glass was empty. Then he pours his beer into the champagne glass when the robot brought the beer.
That's right. I kind of get sly getting rid of this robot. I kind of get it because you'll see the scene afterwards why it's a little bit more dramatic, and it kind of keeps the tone. I look, all joking aside, I want to keep the robot, but I also get
right.
I get both. I for nostalgic reasons, we keep the robot. Okay, cool. Sly, the creator of this film, he's like, I want to get rid of the robot because if I did this film today, I would not have this robot. So I get both conflicts regarding the robot here.
But it wasn't made today. It was like, I think it fit in 1985 quite well.
It did. It did.
Again, Rocky IV, the outfits are just amazing. This light blue sweater, it's like a silky sweater, but it's tight. It looks so good on him. It's a great outfit.
We've talked about this where I couldn't wear the clothes that Sly wears. It wouldn't look good on me. Nothing looks good on me. I don't know how.
Well, you have to have a body like that.
That's what I mean.
To pull it off. Yeah.
It seems nice though. Like it's summertime. Yes, but he was outside with that sweater. I don't know.
It's not a thick sweater. It's like a thinner. It's technically a sweater, but it's not like a bulky, wintry sweater.
I get heated very easily.
It could be fall. Don't forget the fight takes place at Christmas. I don't know. It could be fall, early fall. It's Philadelphia. It might not be that warm right now. Who knows?
It's not fall because all the trees have leaves on them.
Still. Even right. If it's Philly, it's not California. I mean, but I think he would wear that in California too. Even if it's 70 degrees, like I would wear a sweater in 70 degrees.
Who sings? What song is that? Do we know the track to that song? Does anyone know what that track is? Can someone tell me in the chat?
No. Yeah, somebody might. But did you guys notice the fancy tea set, silver tea set? Is that the same tea set that was in Rocky One?
And he smashed on the
movie. Yeah, is that supposed to be a carryover, like Adrian's fancy tea set?
So Michael, who runs the Screen Nerds podcast, obviously a better podcaster than us, he has the answer. It's Double or Nothing by Kenny Loggins and Gladys Knight. So there you go.
I didn't know they had a song together.
I hope you do believe me, Michael and listeners. I could tell that was Kenny singing. I didn't know that was Kenny singing. However, I didn't know that was Gladys Knight with him. Double or Nothing. Great song. It's the robot's favorite song, apparently. Okay, so Paul goes back. He's shaking out of this dream.
I don't want this chump to come over here with all that hype, you know, trying to make us look bad. We try every other way. With Rock's help, we can get great media coverage. We make them look bad for a change.
We can make them look bad for a change. And I think they did a pretty good job. I don't think Russia's ever been looked good on by the world stage. Did you see that Putin interview with Tucker Carlson? Did anyone
watch
that?
Oh, God.
Okay, I can push back on that a little bit.
Sure, please.
America internationally suffered a lot from the Vietnam War. Most countries were against that, especially near the end. There was a lot of stuff that happened there, a lot of things that people questioned ethically, and also America was seen as defeated in that war, and it was against communism. America was kind of looking bad for a bit, but in actuality, for all America's flaws, there's no Soviet Union.
Yes. Yeah, no country is quote-unquote perfect.
I think it's wrong.
No, it's never been more right.
You're a great fighter, but you've been retired for nearly 5 years. Don't you think it's time to start thinking about something else?
Oof. Ooh, hit him where it hurts. Adrian, with the truth. You've been retired for 5 years. You have not professionally fought for 5 years. And now you want to throw punches with this guy?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Can I share a personal anecdote here that happened just this morning?
Ooh.
My wife was asking me my opinion on something. I won't go into what it is, but it's something she's working on career-wise. She's like, oh, I was thinking of doing this. It was actually something for school because she's gone back to school. I didn't think it was that good of an idea. I was diplomatic about it, but I still was critical. And she got pretty upset with me. And the more I think about it is, luckily she doesn't listen to the podcast. The more I think about it is, she wasn't really asking me to get my opinion on it. She was looking for my encouragement and my support.
Yeah.
And I think Apollo is the same here. When I see the situation, he wants to share this idea with his friends. And in his mind, he's like, I'm talking to my friends. I want my friends to support me in what I'm doing. He does not really want their opinion on what they think he should do. He wants them to back him up.
Correct.
And he gets very frustrated when they don't.
I mean, how much can you take? Either of you.
I guess he's really pushing for Rocky to retire, too. Probably they've had conversations like, when are you going to retire, husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why Rocky's looking at her. What are you getting mad at me for? And then she realizes she spoke out of turn, but she spoke some hard truths that hurt both her husband, who she loves, and her friend, who she loves, and she excuses herself. And I love, of course, Apollo gets up. When she gets up, it's very gentlemanly of him. I love it. It just shows the respect that he has for Adrian.
And you never see Rocky do that because he wasn't raised Like Apollo, I don't know how he was raised and like what kind of, he was like middle class or whatever.
Tony raised him. I don't think he like.
He was like a son to me.
Yeah, he
raised him.
But like Apollo's been in the wealthier circles for a while. Sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think there's a bit of that. I hear what you're saying. And I don't think Rocky, I've never stood up when my wife stands up. I think it's just part of familiarity. Like, hey, it's one thing to have my wife snap at me a little bit. I'll sit down and we'll talk later. But he's the guest in the home and mm-hmm. he's kind of like riled up the woman of the home. He's kind of riled her up with his stuff. So he feels a little bit bad. So he's kind of like, that's apologetic standout. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've caused a little bit of some tension here. So that's his way of apologizing.
That's etiquette.
Manners.
When a lady mm-hmm. leaves the table, or I think maybe anybody, but especially a lady, as the man in like formal setting, you stand up
mm-hmm.
like that. Even if you don't fully stand up, you just kind of like stand up and then sit down. It's like an etiquette thing that like upper class.
It is.
Do.
Had they not had a fight, had Adrian said, "Fantastic, Apollo, you get him, you get that Russian creepo," and Rocket's like, "Yay, I'll train you, Apollo," and they were like clapping, and then Adrian says, "Here, I'll get the coffee," Apollo wouldn't sit up. The reason why he stands up when she gets up to get the coffee is because he's upset her. He's not standing up because she's standing up. He stands up when she leaves because he has upset her, and that's why she's leaving when she's leaving. Had they just celebrated that they're all going to in on this, and Apollo was like, "Yeah, we're doing this for you, Apollo," and she says, "Now, I'll go get the coffee," Apollo would not have stood up.
I don't think so.
I think it's an etiquette.
So you're saying he strictly stood up because she was getting up, and that's it. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
So she's visually upset.
I just care about you both.
She's crying almost. And he feels horrible about that, the way he's looking at her and the way she's leaving. He's standing up because he upset her. End of story. She left happy and celebratory. Like, yeah, we're going to do this, Paul. Let me get some champagne. Let me get some coffee.
Okay, you guys in the chat, is it etiquette or is it an apology? I don't really understand what comics he's like. Are they
adult comics, nudies?
Comics though?
Yes, there's adult.
There are nude comics. Cartoon comics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless your heart.
Why?
I've actually never seen them.
Yeah,
like, that's why he's saying, have you ever tried these comics? He's talking about nudie comics with nude women and men doing things. He says that's what keeps your fertility.
That does make sense, but why comics, Polly? Just get a nudie mag.
Guys watch naked anime.
Okay.
Says, I think it was Apollo, was upset more than etiquette in that particular scene. A gentleman does this more in the South.
Yeah.
And I knew that happens. Like, don't get me wrong. I know people stand up when a woman leaves. Like, I know that is a thing.
The audience is split on this.
I know that men or people of genteel nature will do this when a woman stands. I'm just saying, this scene with Apollo and Adrian, no other indication throughout the series is giving me any indication that Apollo does this to all women. I think he did that because he upset Adrian in her house.
And Michael agrees with you, Ryan.
The four of us beat the two of you. I'm just saying.
Well, people can let us know in emails too. It's okay if I'm alone on this. Maybe it's just one of those things where I read things wrong. According to everything that I say is wrong. That's always different.
This is going to pick at you for a while.
No, Ryan.
Well, every time I bring up a theory, you guys always are like, nope, that can't be it.
You've got a beautiful mind, Ryan.
Maybe. So anyways, regarding the comics, they are nudie comics. What they're pictures of, I don't know, but there's different levels of nudie comics, but even in the 80s, they had these for sure.
Okay.
Anyways, that's why he calls them these comics.
Yeah.
Adult comics.
And I assumed there was, the nature had to be that because he mentions the fertility, but I just thought it was odd. Why not look at an actual human instead of a cartoon?
I don't know why Sly wrote this. I guess it's maybe a Polly's way of breaking the tension. I don't know.
Or just being totally socially unaware. They're having this adult conversation, the serious conversation. He's eating ice cream like a child and drinking beer. And he has this dumb robot bring him stuff, distracting things. He doesn't have anything to add to this conversation whatsoever. So he starts talking about his porn comics. It's almost like having like a handicapped person or something in your house.
Yeah, because everybody else is dressed appropriately, like classy, dressed for dinner, and he's got an undershirt on.
So, I mean, him wearing basically no shirt at the diner where you eat your food with his oily skin and hairy back against the dining room table chairs that are cloth, which would soak in the Polly smell. He's a sterno bum for sure. Okay, so... And the way Apollo is like, gross, man. What are you talking about? Even Rock is like, yo, Polly, come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Keeps your fertility.
I forget that he has them there at the time. He's also looking at porn comics.
At the table where the kid was.
At the fucking table.
That's like if you, nowadays, if you're talking and having a conversation, like say we're all in the room together and I have my phone here and I'm like doing Google image search for like whatever.
Well, the kid was there.
Yeah. Well, maybe he had the comics closed. He had the decency to keep the comics closed.
So here we'll see the Russian training sequence a little bit. You'll see how it's a little bit different.
150 pounds. But that's so the result's quite obvious. Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Yeah.
So now it goes right to the dining room scene. So remember, before that Russian scene was the outdoor scene. Then it shows the Russian scene with the scientists and the punching what he hits to destroys. Now it goes to the dining room table scene. Now just watch this play out here, folks, without the robot and without the comic talk, all rolled into one without. And there's some added dialogue by Adrian. Tell me what you think.
Yo. Don't you think people are expecting to see Rocky whack this bum out first?
Yeah, yeah, and he will when it's for real. This is just an exhibition bout. It's kid stuff.
What's the purpose? I mean, what at this point in your life is worth getting hurt for?
I don't want this chump to come over here with all that hype, you know, trying to make us look bad. You try every other way.
So there's no robot? Interesting. All that weird music's taken out, the Kenny Loggins song, and actually if you listen to it very carefully, you can hear way off in the background opera is being played.
Good point.
She's about to say I think it's wrong, but she's going to add some additional dialogue regarding why she thinks it's wrong. So this is key.
I think it's wrong.
No, it's never been more right.
It's not the Middle Ages when armies sent over their best fighters to kill each other. We're supposed to be civilized.
That was the additional line there. That was her analogy for this situation. Because she's saying the Russia sent over their best soldiers, and we have to send our best soldiers to decide the fate of the countries. She goes, we're civilized now. We don't have to keep whipping it out, proving who's stronger. Like, what are we proving here? Take all the sports out of it. What are you guys doing? It's not really doing anything. There's still Russia. We're still America. I don't know what you guys are doing here.
And nothing has changed. Nothing's changed. Yeah.
Sports is weird. Most sports are essentially a form of combat that we as humans, for whatever reason, enjoy watching. And we're very tribal. Your football team or hockey team or whatever, and that's your people, and these people represent you, and they're going into combat. Like, we're not as far removed from that uncivilized time as we'd like to think we are.
Agreed.
And so I think there is something innate in us that really gravitates towards that. Although I think Adrian is right. This is stupid. This whole thing is stupid. The Russians shouldn't be here. It's just ego. It's very, like, macho bullshit. And it's a waste of time.
It totally is. And she is right. And what is frustrating is that we will never learn as a people. War is dumb. It serves no purpose. You send your armies, we kill each other. Then what? Somebody else pops up and takes the place of that leader, and we keep doing it. We just over and over and over to no end. And it's dumb.
Yeah, and in the context of the Cold War, I think what they're trying to say is our society's better, and here's proof. You're arguing about the capitalistic society versus the communist or socialist society, and that, look, our society, because it's better, produces better results. Our people are better. Our people are stronger because we live in this society, which is a trope. It isn't really true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you're looking at just one person versus another person. Like, Drago is not really a representative of all Soviet citizens, neither is Rocky or Apollo of American citizens.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't leave that in, though, Ryan. I mean, it's good that you pointed that out.
It was a quick little line, but there's more coming up that Adrian says more outside of Apollo's earshot, which I think is very telling about how she feels about this whole situation, because she could be more honest with Rocky. I do like Michael's point here, where he said, good thing to compare that line about the countries sending their best warriors, because later in the film, Ludmilla is speaking to Paul's wife for the exhibition fight. Like, you know, remember she said, remember, they're boxers or they're fighters. They're not soldiers. She mentions the same idea. Like, just remember, they're just boxers. We're not soldiers here.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep it low key and not political.
You're a great fighter, but you've been retired for nearly 5 years. Don't you think it's time to start thinking about something else? I mean, how much can you take? Either of you.
I wish the director's cut had Apollo sitting down. Okay, I'm just joking.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Sly's like, yeah, I don't like him getting up.
I care about you both.
Now, this is key here. This is the director's cut change here.
Just relax, I'll be right back.
See, this is key. Paul upset Adrian. She's so upset that she left the table. Now Rocky's going to go follow his wife into the kitchen saying, honey, are you okay? This is the scene that we don't see. It's too bad. I love this scene, actually.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he and Polly are talking about?
Maybe Paul's asking to show him some of the comics. Maybe. I don't know.
Look at all those oranges.
You're not mad, are you?
No, I'm not mad. I just have bad feelings.
Well, you know, Apollo's got this big imagination, you know.
I mean, Apollo, he needs to be loved. He just can't stand being forgotten. I guess he's going to have to face up to it. So will you.
Odd. I agree what she's saying about Apollo. But she's like, so do you. I don't think that's Rocky's thing. She's thinking about his legacy and being forgotten like Apollo does, though.
She's right. Using Apollo as a vehicle to continually remind Rocky that she kind of, when are you going to be done?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah, that's all I was trying to say. Yeah, I agree. It's the fact that he's still the champion. What more does he have to prove? Like, look at our mansion. Look at our car. You got two Lamborghinis in the driveway. When are you going to retire, Rocky? So you're right. He doesn't care about the way Apollo cares about the legacy part of it, but Adrian's like, please, husband, I love you, I know you're the champion, I know you're feeling pretty good and looking pretty good and you're fighting pretty good, .. When are you gonna let this go? They've talked about this, and she threw that in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this won't happen if you don't back it. Apollo, he thinks he's fighting for the whole country, but his reasons are wrong. It's like a bad publicity stunt.
Yes. Great. Why?
I don't know.
This is fantastic.
I don't know why this was taken out. Is it because it spells it out so clearly? I don't know. She's saying, like, his reasons are wrong. So, Kyle, you're right. His reasons are wrong. Adrian picked up on what Kyle picked up. She sees through the smoke and the mirrors, and she's like, no. It's a publicity stunt. He wants to get his name back on the papers and the headlines, but Apollo just can't let his legacy just be where it is. It's dangerous too. She goes, I have a bad feeling. She even says, I have a bad feeling about this. She's not comfortable at all she doesn't need to read the headlines. She already knows this guy's dangerous.
I don't want you getting upset. So you're not upset, are you?
Oh, I'm not upset.
You sure? If you're okay. You sure?
Sure.
Wanna go a few rounds in the bag?
Okay.
Whoa, champ.
I love that little moment. I don't know why.
I've never seen Adrian do anything like that.
For our listeners who maybe aren't seeing this on YouTube, or haven't seen the director's cut, I don't know why you haven't yet, but you really need to. But anyway, so Rocky's holding up a bag of bagels. That's what you're hearing, that crinkling in the background sound is the bag of bagels he's playing with, and he pulls it up and goes, well, if you're mad, you can hit this bag, to get your frustration out, which, of course, he did in Rocky 2. You know, when you're mad, you hit the bag. So she punches the bagel. It's kind of funny how she punches it. It's cute. It's very adorable. And like any husband, we're always concerned. Honey, are you mad? Please don't be mad. Are you mad?
And she is, but she's like, no, I'm not upset. But she is upset because she has a bad feeling. It's that anxious knot in your stomach that she's not going to get over.
Is there having this whole conversation with that woman in the room doing like dishes or whatever?
She's got the headphones on.
Would they have asked her to leave had she not had the headphones on? I don't know. It's a Richard's thing getting used to the help just being around, but not, you don't have to acknowledge them or talk to them or just go on as if they're not there, right? And I'm not saying they're wrong for doing that. I'm just saying that would be an unusual thing you'd have to get used to doing.
Well, the little I know about celebrity help is they do have to sign, some of the big ones have to sign NDAs. So, because they do hear these conversations. Okay, let's go find a private room to talk. Like, husband and wife might have a fight. Like, of course, the staff's going to hear that a room away while they're cleaning and dusting. They're going to hear Charlie yell at Stacy, the two power couple. So they're going to hear this kind of stuff. So they all have to sign NDAs. And they're like big NDAs. So if you talk about our private life, our lawyers will bury you. And the loss of finances or able to work again in Hollywood or wherever, people just sign and they just keep their mouth shut. She's wearing her headphones. And really, in that moment, they're not really saying anything too bad. They're just saying, look, Paul wants to get back in the limelight. These conversations amongst celebrity couples do happen around staff, but it's my understanding that like, the big time ones, like the Brad Pitts, and because some of them have come out and leaked stuff, like caregivers and nannies have spilled some beans. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty scandalous when it does happen. So I know a lot of them do sign NDAs when they get hired. Yeah. But if you play your cards right, you'll be staff for life. And you're taken care of for life. You get to travel the world. It's a terrible gig to lose just to say, I saw Brad Pitt fight with Angelina Jolie. Like, why would you bring it up? Just let them fight and then keep your job. Keep your job as a nanny or caregiver because it's a good gig for like 20 years. Oh, I just want to say one last thing from Michael. That's a great point, and we'll get to that. So in the extended version, again, when they go to Vegas, we see an expression given by Adrian that validates her thought process from this scene where she's like, yep, I knew it. This is mm-hmm. not good. So yeah, great, interesting deleted scenes. I get the cutting out the robot, so they had to do that. That's fine. But I really wish they kept that kitchen scene. I thought it was a great interplay between Rocky and Adrian.
The scene in the backyard, well, maybe they did other takes of it, and the acting was a bit better.
It seems stilted. It seemed maybe they're like, let's just try it, and they're like, yeah, it's a bit whatever.
But the kitchen scene was on point.
Well, we've always said less Rocky and Adrian is never a good thing. I don't know what. And this film has not very much Rocky Adrian. This is a scene that was cut out, and there's another scene coming up later, folks, with Rocky and Adrian that was cut out that should not have been cut out, because basically it takes place before Rocky goes to Russia. We're led to believe in the original theater cut that Rocky and Adrian didn't speak to each other, and he goes to the car, just waves at Adrian in the window, and they're kind of like mad and not. They had a conversation before he went to the car. They did talk, and Adrian came to the window to say goodbye, but they already said goodbye in the house. They weren't mad at each other the way that we think they were.
It's weird because cutting that scene changed the message of the scene.
Yeah. We think she's looking at the window like, I can't believe you're going. We haven't really discussed this. No, we did discuss it like 2 minutes ago, mm-hmm. but the scene was cut. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that one as well. Okay. Well, folks. Oh, boy. I am nervous. Okay. Here we go. I wrote down my cities too. Okay. True or false? Drum roll, please. Yes. Drago wore the same robe for the fight against Rocky and Apollo. True or false? The answer is false. He wore different outfits.
Damn it, I have true. Yeah.
Good. Finally, we're getting a leg up on Katie.
Damn it.
I think I might get full five. I don't know the last time I had a full 5 out of 5. Okay, Kyle, give me 4 cities. Go.
Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, Detroit.
Yep. Katie?
Detroit, New York, L.A., and Dallas.
Yeah.
Yep, and I got New York, Dallas, Detroit, Chicago. The one that was my fourth, Chicago, was like, I can't remember Chicago. Was
yeah, there. I couldn't remember. Yeah,
was
I didn't
St. Louis say. In there?
New Orleans was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I originally went St. Louis, but I wasn't 100% sure of it, and I knew Atlanta was in there, so I replaced it with Atlanta.
Good call.
So Detroit, New York City, Dallas, Pittsburgh, New Orleans.
Pittsburgh, PA.
They said like Detroit City.
Detroit City.
I always remember that. Yeah. That was my first one. Detroit City. Kansas City, Atlanta. Oh, yeah. Chicago and LA. Okay. Ludmilla, of course. And then Drago did not throw a punch at Creed. So did he or did he not throw a punch?
He threw a punch.
The answer is false because he did.
That's right. He threw a punch. Yes. We'll talk about that scene, of course. And lastly, of course, no money for the fight. All right. There you go. Kyle, you got the score. I got 5. You got 5. Katie with 4. Ooh, we're going to slowly catch up. No, we're like way behind, though. She's way behind.
Ryan is 5 behind Katie. I'm 6 behind total.
That's not that far behind.
No. We'd like to thank everyone who watched this live. We really appreciate that. And we also want to thank those who listen to us, of course, on YouTube or on your podcast app of choice. Join my Patreon, folks, please, and give me a couple bucks. It just helps with the editing and the software I pay for yearly. And it's a way of saying thank you for the work that I do. I do some work, believe it or not. Send us an email. Or at the very least, it's free to do. Give us a rating on your podcast app of choice. Please give us a rating and a review. It actually does go a long way, and it's been a long time since we've had one. So if you haven't done it and you're listening and you don't email, you don't comment, you don't say anything, can you just do that at least? Do that something. It helps the show. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for watching and listening. But with that, this episode is over.
I didn't hear no bell. I just want to say one thing.